Perform muraqabah, in other words, silent dhikr, remembrance, hidden dhikr, concealed dhikr. This dhikr is so concealed and hidden, is so hidden that very sensitive, the most sensitive, you can say sharp and razor, there are two angels that Allah Ta'ala has assigned to us, left and right. They're very sharp and quick and attentive, and they've got the strength and power that no deed of an individual can be hidden from their sight or from their knowledge. Nothing can be hidden. Allah's given them so much power. Both angels, on the right and the left, good and bad, immediately gets published, recorded. Obviously with the order of Allah, they're doing the work, the angels. So how can they leave anything out? How can they compromise or give leniency? So the biggest caution is this, is that we shouldn't think we are alone. Rather, we are being watched. We are being observed. For example, when a police is watching you, then a person's very cautious, careful, and lives his life carefully. I don't want to make a mistake, then I'll get caught again, I don't want to do anything wrong. I'm being watched, I'm being looked at. So we, in terms of from Allah, we are being watched, observed. But we are so stupid that we think we are totally free, we can do what we want. Everything is printed, recorded, lying, fraud, and deception, and pretense, and fake practices, doing things for the dunya, not doing for Allah's sake, doing so many things. Everything is clear and transparent about a human being. So that's how sensitive and how alert are these angels, that nothing will be hidden from them. So first of all, when a person dies, passes away, then these angels are summoned. Yes, bring the report. Allah is Khabir Basir. He's all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing, but He's made a system. He's just made a system. He doesn't depend on anyone's records. He is the owner. Even if the angels don't write it, the record is with Allah. But it's a unique system Allah has developed. So both angels will go. Allah will summon them right and left. Both angels, the one on the right with the good deeds. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, do dua to Allah that only He presents the report for us. The other angel has nothing in his records. And though they will go, so he will go and present his report, the angel from the right. Allah Ta'ala will look at the report. And after seeing everything, Allah will say, no, there's something, so there's an action that you've not recorded. And that's the real action for which, for that deed, I have put so many rewards and palaces and mansions I've prepared for that man, for that person. And you haven't got that included, recorded. And that angel will say, Allah, surprised, the power you gave me, the ability you gave me, and the task you assigned to me with regards to that, it cannot be that I missed anything out. So Allah Ta'ala will say, my angel, it's not your fault either. There was such an action I wanted my servant to do. It was so beloved to me, the action I wanted, that the reward for the action I give myself. And at that time I give it when even he doesn't know that he's going to get reward for it. And maybe it's such an action, like he said in the Quran, that you cannot imagine, you cannot even think that what I have set aside for you and made for you. And then at that time the angel will say, Allah, I don't know what is that action. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, you don't have that recorded. Allah Himself will then take out the reward at that time for that action. Allah will say, the amal was this. The angel will say, Allah, please tell me, what was that deed that you set aside the reward? Allah will say, that don't you know, it was such an action that in Bolton, in the Zakaria Masjid inside it, those people who constructed this masjid, how much reward they must be getting for this? Do they not? They don't even know that in this masjid, who is sitting down, what are they doing? Those poor people, they just made the masjid, and what a treasure is going in their grave right now with this deed, due to this deed. That in that masjid, people would sit down. Allah said, I created a jamaat, an assembly of people, and that jamaat of people, I made them do that action, and so regularly, so abundantly, that it seemed as if they will never tire, those people. They will never tire, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Praise be. I'm just describing you according to my passion, and happiness. I'm just telling you the with the language of my mind, Allah Ta'ala's discussion there. So Allah says, I've got that amal, the action that I want to give the reward. Allah, what was the reward? Allah says, the reward for that deed was that they used to, the action was such, they used to close their eyes, focus on their heart, and in their heart they used to sit down with every moment, they used to fight their thoughts that don't come now, because I'm remembering my Lord. وَتَبَتَلْ عَلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Yes, just leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want the thoughts of the world. I don't want to think about my wife. I don't want to think about my children. I've just closed my eyes. Just this time, right now, I want to remember my Lord, my Creator. And for these people, Allah says, I've announced that my name, there's one form of creation I've selected that not from their tongue, but from their heart, they will recite my name. They used to sit down. This is called muraqaba. They used to close their eyes. They used to present their heart. Then they used to sit down. They used to do no other action, just this, that in their heart used to say, Allah, 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 Allah. This is the action. This is the action. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, stated that the reward of this action, that you can do so much dhikr from your tongue. You can remember Allah from your tongue as much as you want. But the dhikr you do in your heart is 70 times greater than that done by the tongue. 70 times greater. Now, if you say from your tongue once Allah, and with your heart you say Allah, the reward of saying in the heart is increased 70 times over. Anyhow, muraqabah is an excellent action. If I start praising it, defining it, then if I do it in the Sufi terminology that the walis of Allah have explained and has been munkash upon them, they've observed, experienced that when they close your eyes and you focus on the heart and say Allah, then what does not happen? Anyhow, with Allah's order, instruction, we will continue to do this deed. Allah Ta'ala give us the reward for this. My friends, this dunya, this world is a place of action, not of reward. Whenever you do any action, then don't think about its reward and the return on it. Just think this, that Allah has given me the ability to do this. That's it. We are here to do, not to acquire. The reward that we'll attain will be in the hereafter. Don't think about reward. That's it. Just do action here. Work, effort. Don't waste time. Such beautiful, easy actions Allah has given to us. We leave them. Yes, somebody goes to a wali and says, teach me this dhikr. Then the rest of your life you will enjoy. Not the rest of your life. At the time of death as well you will enjoy. At that time not only, but in the grave as well you will enjoy. Those who, there's a statement, I'm giving you a statement here. Those whose hearts are alive, then their graves also become alive. Everything starts to do dhikr that's related to that person. So let's do muraqaba. Hold to your tongue, focus on your heart, and after focusing on your heart with the tongue of your heart, Allah, 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 keep repeating this name. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.